This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1526, Banga Yui. Go for a drive in English with Lindsay and Michelle.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. Do you dread parallel parking? Can you take a right turn on red? Today, let's hit the road and learn some key English terms to talk to someone in a car, whether it's your Lyft driver or a friend who's driving, in English. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hello, Michelle. How's it going today? We are on YouTube today. Very exciting.
Hello. I'm waving to everybody. How's everybody doing? How are you, Lindsay?
I'm doing great. It's the end of the day. I'm ready to be finished up. But first, we have a couple of episodes to record. So let's get into it, Michelle.
All right. Yes, I am excited for today.
Yeah. By the way, before we get started, Michelle, what is happening in a couple of weeks? Something very exciting is happening.
Well, this is incredible. So Aubrey and Jessica are going to be hosting a web class about how to get a promotion, right, guys? So this is business English here. If you want to get to the next level at work, if you want to get that promotion you've been kind of eyeing for a while, definitely you have to sign up for this web class, and you can sign up at allearsenglish.com/promotion. I think that is such a cool topic, Lindsay.
It's going to be so good. And guys, our business English web classes are super popular, and this one will be no different. So make sure you grab your spot. It will not be recorded. And if you don't show up on time, you might miss your chance. So go to allearsenglish.com/promotion, sign up, and show up on time, guys. Awesome, Michelle. Can't wait for that.
Yes. So much fun. All right. Well, Lindsay, I am excited for today's episode because we have a listener question, and we also kind of, this ties into an IELTS episode that may have been from the same listener. So, but we're covering different stuff today. So I'm excited for this because we're going to be talking about traffic, driving, things like that. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Wow. Do I need to read the whole thing? It's kind of long.
No, you don't need to read the whole thing. How about let's start with second. I asked a question.
Okay. Okay, Michelle, why don't you go ahead and read it? Because I'm a little
confused. Okay, I'm going to do it. All right. So this is from Masood, and he says that he asked a question about traffic words and terms that we could use. So that was from Instagram, actually. So, and he's waiting for us to do this episode. So yes, we did an episode about traffic on IELTS, and we are going to tell you which one that is in just a second. But yeah, we are going to get more into this today. So the IELTS episode is episode 895, right? Okay. So definitely listen to the IELTS Energy podcast, which is Band 9 Traffic Vocabulary for IELTS Rubberneckers, which is super cool. Listen to that one. Ties into, you know, driving and traffic. So we're going to talk more about this today to answer Masood's question.
Okay, so what exactly is Masood asking? Just generally, just to make sure I'm clear, is he asking about like words we would use on the road or to describe traffic flows and patterns and things like that in English? Or what is it, Michelle?
Well, I don't have the Instagram question, unfortunately, but he's asking about traffic words and terms. So I think Masood, Masood, if not, email us and we'll do another episode, but wants to learn a little bit about driving and traffic. So that's what they did in the IELTS Energy podcast episode 895. But today we're going to get kind of more into it along with Masood's question to add on to it. So I'm excited. We're going to be talking about driving terms, actually. So that one was more about traffic. And this one is going to be more about driving. All right.
Got it.
Lindsay, yes. Are you a good driver?
I would have to say that's a negative, Michelle.
That's a funny way to say it. That's a no, right?
That's a negative. To be honest, you know, I've taken a lot of long road trips, like 12,000 mile trips. Like when I built went to build the connected communicator, I drove 12,000 miles. But between the ages of 22 and about now, I haven't owned a car. Because I've been living in big cities, right? Like New York, Japan, Tokyo. You don't need cars in these places. So I didn't have a car. So I don't have the like day-to-day hourly experience of being on the road. So I'm not the best driver, I got to be honest. What about you, Michelle? Are you a good driver?
I kind of go back and forth. First of all, I'm like very superstitious. So I would hate to say that I'm a good driver. Like I don't want to say that. Knock on wood, right? But I think of myself as being like a kind of nervous driver, but lately I'm actually borrowing my parents' car right now. I've been driving more and it's kind of like building up my confidence again.
That's good.
Yeah, I hate to switch lanes. I hate to merge. Oh my gosh. Okay. But, you know, I'm feeling better than I used to. So it's kind of fun when you get into it. I do like driving more than I remembered. But before that, like, yeah, like you, there would be like 10 years or something where I just didn't drive at all because why? Yeah. I prefer certainly to walk.
I mean, I love walking. I love the city life. I love taking the train, walking blocks and blocks and blocks. It's the lifestyle I want. But, you know, as we get a little older, maybe we can't necessarily have that quite as much. But, you know, they say that the worst drivers in the country come from Jersey, Michelle. They do say that. Jersey or Boston, because they're awful in Boston as well.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, one thing that I hate doing is driving in Manhattan. And it's happened like once. I usually have do it, but like I think there was one time where somehow we ended up having to go through Manhattan and I felt like, oh my gosh, say a prayer for me, you know. That's stressful. Some crazy driving there for sure.
That is some crazy stuff. Yes, I love it. Well, that's why we need these terms, our listeners. Guys, if you're living in the US and you might be, then you need to know these terms and use them to communicate and connect with whoever your passenger is. Okay. And I love the first term we're going to get here.
I do too. And guys, we put this on YouTube. I wanted to do this one on YouTube because we can gesture and help to explain. Right. So definitely a good one for YouTube.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, Lindsay, what is the first one?
Okay, I have a few things to say about this, but the term is U-turn. Okay, a U-turn. And Michelle, why is it a U-turn, literally?
Because you're turning from one and you're turning in the shape of a U, right? And that people also call it a U-E.
Exactly. Do you know what they say in Boston when they tell you to take a U-turn? You know that term? Okay, they say bang a U-E.
Oh, no, I never heard that.
It's so native and natural in Boston with the great Boston accent, which I'm not going to do it justice by saying it, but it's great. So bang a U-E in Boston and anywhere else in the country, you know, take a U-turn, right? Make would you say U-turn. Take, make a U-turn? That's the better one. Yeah, right. I love it.
Yeah.
I love
it. So this is when you're on one side of the road and you need to turn around. So maybe you're at an intersection. You need to turn the other way, right?
Traffic light.
I feel like it's usually done. I mean, it can be used anytime, but a lot of times you have to make a U-turn when you've made a mistake.
Yeah.
Like, and you need to go back on.
Exactly.
Oh, no, I missed that. I missed that turn. Oh, it's okay. You can make a U-E up here, right?
Yep, I love it. So good. Guys, that is so natural and native. So start using that. You're going to really impress whoever's in the car. And it's just fun to speak naturally like this. So go ahead and use that one. And what's the next one, Michelle?
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Okay, so this one, now we're getting into Jersey. So this is Jughandle. And it's funny because I had already come up with this episode. Yeah. And just over the weekend, we were driving. And I'm very confused about the Jughandle because it is apparently like...
I don't even know this.
It's like a... I'm not going to explain it well because I don't even quite understand it. But it might be just a Jersey thing, but I looked it up and I think there are other places as well. But this is basically... It looks like a jug handle, right? And it's something about like if you, you... Instead of turning left or making a U-turn, they... It's a special... like cut out curved roads so you don't actually... it takes you to a safe intersection.
Wow, weird. Okay, I might know what you mean. Like a special carved out lane kind of.
Right. But I was just having the conversation about these this weekend and I'm still a little bit confused, but I did want to share it with you because it's kind of it's kind of a good one to know. Also kind of a regional thing. But I did look it up and I think there are other places that use it as well. And New Jersey, Lindsay, did you know New Jersey doesn't have its residents get their own gas? Somebody else pumps gas.
I know that's annoying, but you have to pay the extra fee, right, to have them pump it, or no? Do you not have to pay the extra fee?
I don't believe I you know what? I drive a car now, but I'm never the one getting gas. So I'm not sure if there's an extra fee, but I used to think this was hilarious. Like, why? And now, honestly, especially in the pandemic, it's kind of nice because you can just do it on an app. You don't even need to get out of your car. So
what do you do when you go to other states? What do you do when you go to, like, I don't know, Rhode Island or New York State and you're like, oh no, I have to get out and pump my gas. Is it annoying or do you?
Yeah, I think it is kind of annoying. Well, because I grew up, you know, not, I grew up pumping my own gas. I knew how to do it.
Yeah.
So I thought it was ridiculous. And now, I have kind of gotten used to when I'm driving in New Jersey right next to New York. I've kind of gotten used to it. So I do.
Oh, you guys are spoiled.
I do think it's annoying. Yes, I am spoiled in the getting gas department.
I love that. All right. What's the next term that our listeners need to know? Michelle, what is it?
The next one is roundabout. So this is a circle, right, Lindsay? What is a roundabout?
It's so instead of putting in a light, and I'm actually seeing around here, they're replacing a lot of lights with roundabouts, like turning them into roundabouts. So instead of having everyone stop at that four lane intersection, right? They just make it a circle. And so everyone keeps flowing. It's just the problem is a lot of people don't know how to do roundabouts. Like they don't know which lane, which side of the roundabout to go in, the inside, the outside.
Yeah.
So you end up with a complete mess.
I agree. It's always kind of like, okay, let's hope
here
for the
we
best.
Go.
I mean,
or sometimes you go around twice.
Exactly. And on the GPS, it'll say like, turn at the, you know, like get off at the second exit or whatever. And I'm just always counting. I'm like one,
which
two.
Which one's the second? Like,
I don't know. It's a little bit tough. I just was driving in a roundabout the other day. And like sometimes you don't, I don't know. It's like all a blur. You know, you really
kind of
focus.
You got to watch because there's cars coming in, coming out, going around you to your right, to your left. It's a little more stressful than just stopping at a lane at a light and waiting. But it is what it is. So I know they have these in other countries. Like I'm thinking of around the Arc de Triomphe, right in Paris. I think there's a big, huge roundabout. I think in London they have them. I remember some in Vietnam, in Ho Chi Minh City, some huge roundabouts. So we're not the only ones with these roundabouts.
Exactly. And I realized we skipped one. We skipped 3-point turn.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Can you describe this, Michelle? It's hard to describe.
Okay. So this is basically if you're running out of room, you might do this. So like you might have to turn your car around, but you don't have enough. You can't just like turn it around. So you have to turn one way and then you can reverse and then you turn forward.
Exactly.
And so it's a 3-point turn.
Yeah. That's hard. And sometimes we use this when it comes to parallel parking, right, Michelle, which is the next term.
Right.
And parallel parking, guys, is when you're just parking in a place where it's not like a clear spot. You're fitting your car in parallel wise, right? Parallel to the street, right, Michelle?
This is the bane of my existence, which is maybe a good bonus that maybe we'll do an entire episode.
The bane of my existence. The thing you hate, right, Michelle? The thing you hate.
Exactly. Yeah. I hate it. And Lindsay, I don't know if you remember like you know, getting your driver's license and like having to practice with the orange cones.
Yeah, of course. It's everyone. Yeah, when we're 16, guys, we go to the DMV. We take our test, usually the day we turn 16 in the U.S. We get that license. But sometimes I don't actually think I had to parallel park. I think I had to back in, but not parallel park. But yeah, it's tough. It's especially when you have a big car. You're in a very tight spot in a big city and the cars are passing you on the road. It's stressful.
I hate it. Like, I would avoid going somewhere if I have to parallel park. Like,
oh, that's awful. Yeah, that's awful.
I need to figure that out because that's kind of like, you know, going to lock me down one day.
No, don't get locked down by parallel parking, Michelle. Don't let it happen. But I will sometimes avoid driving places if I know I'm going to have a hard time finding a parking space. So I'll just walk there. But you can't do that everywhere, obviously, if it's within my city.
Exactly. My dream is that one day it'll be like the Jetsons, where instead of parking your car, you just fold it up and it's a suitcase. Remember that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's like always been my dream. Like, that would be the most amazing thing ever. That would help me out a lot.
That would be incredible, Michelle. Incredible.
So we have one more. This is a like kind of, yeah, this is a traffic term, like a traffic rule term, yes. Right, Lindsay?
This is like an unspoken thing, right on red. So in most states, and yes, Colorado's included in this, when you come to a light and you want to turn right, usually you can turn right after stopping. You use it as more of a stop sign than, but I always kind of ask the person next to me, is it right on red? Right? So you may hear someone say that to you if you're in the car, is it right on red? Or can I go right on red? That's a very common chunk right there. Right, Michelle?
Right. Exactly. And this can also vary during the depending on the time of day. So guys, we're teaching you this, but we want you to be very, very careful with it because sometimes there's a sign that says, I don't want to cause accidents.
Just as we don't give legal or medical advice on this show. We do not give driving advice on this show.
Exactly. So I sometimes, you don't want to go, it'll say like no right on red between, you know, 3 and 6 p.m. or something like that. So
I've never seen that before.
You want to be careful of that. And with the right on red, you are the one, you do not have the right of way. So like you are not, like Lindsay said, it's kind of like a stop sign. So only if there's no one else coming, can you go. Yeah. You don't go before anyone. You got to make sure. So that's a right on red. But
Sure. We got to be defensive drivers, right, Michelle? Be a little defensive when it comes to driving.
You got to drive like everyone is a bad driver. That's what I was.
You know what category of people has the highest insurance fees, like insurance rates? Can you guess? What? I mean, it's dudes who are like in their early 20s, right? Of course.
Oh, I said seniors.
Yeah, that could be true, but I feel like that'd be discriminatory, maybe. I don't know, because there are just more accidents for young guys in their early 20s. Right. Did Dan's car insurance go down as he got older as a guy? I'm just always curious about this.
I'm not sure. I gotta ask him. I don't.
It's an interesting question.
But
right?
I also think that doesn't it depend on like the color of your car? Isn't there something about the color of your car where your insurance is?
Yes. Yeah, that's true. And my mom used to have a red Jeep. She'd get pulled over all the time. It's true. Red cars get pulled over more often. It is so true. The cops look for them.
Awesome. So guys, we're going to do a role play today. And in this role play, we are in the car. So Lindsay, you are the driver today.
It's terrifying. Okay, let's do it. Oh no, I missed the turn.
No, Lindsay, that's okay. Okay, you can make a U-turn at the next light.
Okay, good. Oh, wait. Oh, here's a roundabout. Which exit should I take?
The third.
Okay, thanks. What is this, a jug handle? I hate driving in Jersey. It makes me crazy.
No. You know what? I think you have to make a 3-point turn here, Lindsay. You're at a dead end.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'll make a right at the light.
You can go. You can make a right on red, actually. The sign says you just can't after 5, but you're good.
All right, here I go. Oh, I think I'll have to parallel park when we get there. You'll have to help me, Michelle. I'm terrible at parallel parking.
Okay, I'll get out of the car. Okay. That was a wild ride.
A pretty typical conversation, right, Michelle, between a drive. You know, you'd be talking to the person with you about the moves you're making in your car a lot of times. Right?
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. So let's go through it. So the first one, you missed the turn. So I said, that's okay. You can make a U-turn, or I could have said a U-E at the next light.
Or, of course, guys, if you're in Boston and you're talking to a Bostonian, they might say you can bang a U-E up there. That's right. Love it. Okay. And then I said, oh, wait, here's a roundabout. Right?
Right.
Okay. Yes. So a thing that goes around, as we taught our listeners just now, guys, right? Yeah.
Exactly. And then you said, what is this, a jug handle? I hate driving in Jersey.
Yeah, I would never. That's so funny. This is the first time I've heard that term. Maybe it is a Jersey thing. I don't know.
I think it's famous in Jersey.
It's a what thing?
I think it's famous in New Jersey, but yeah, I think it is in other places. Yeah.
Okay. And then you said, I think you have to make a 3-point turn here. So I backed the car up, went forward, backed it up again, and then finally got out, right? 3-point turn.
Exactly.
What else?
And I said, oh no, you're at a dead end, which is a good bonus. That means there's nothing else there. You got to turn around.
That is a good bonus. And usually, like, you'll see a sign that says no outlet, right? For the dead ends. I always wondered what that meant. When I was a kid, I thought it meant there's no plugs, no electric plugs. I'm like, what?
Oh my God, that is so funny. I love those things. Like,
you mean this neighborhood doesn't get electricity?
That's so funny, Lindsay.
Oh God, the things we think when we're kids, it's unbelievable. Yeah.
So funny.
All right. And then the last one.
I said, you can make a right on red, right?
Yeah. And then I said, I think I'll have to parallel park, right? And again, the bane of your existence, Michelle.
Exactly. So, okay, guys. Yeah. Like Lindsay said, this is a typical conversation that you might have while you're driving with the passenger. So, definitely, you know, listen up for those. I mean, even in movies, you can kind of watch people, you know, the car scenes. Don't ignore them. You know, you might be able to learn something.
Yeah, for sure, guys. This is natural English. You want to be able to use it. Guys, again, and that is the takeaway for today. Don't just learn classroom lingo. Learn driving lingo. Learn lingo for doing different sports, being out in the world, because that's what you want to do in your life. You want to be out in the world. Gosh, we all do, especially after this pandemic, right? So you're going to be using English out in the world. So learn that kind of English. So good.
Exactly. And even if you're not driving in the US, guys, this is really good to know because you can talk with others about it, right? You can understand their stories. You can talk about like the differences between driving and, you know, your country versus the US. So it helps you understand movies, TV shows. So don't think this is like, you know, I'm not driving in the US, forget it. Guys, this is super helpful, important stuff here.
Oh, for sure. And the other use of it I could think of is having a conversation with a cab or a Lyft driver, right? Sure, I like to do that a lot. You get to know people. It's interesting. You learn about them, learn about the city, and you may want to use these words with them. So really good way to start conversations. Okay.
I love it. Okay, Lindsay, this has been fun. And guys, remember, go to the promotion. Get a promotion from this web class when you learn about how to do it with Jessica and Aubrey at allearsenglish.com/promotion.
Yeah, we'll see you guys at the live web class. Cannot wait. Okay, Michelle, good to talk to you today. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.